Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Because He Lives, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where the Rubber Meets the Road, from Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 23.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he is, but greater still the calm assurance this child can uncertain days, because he lives.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know,
yes, I know,
the future.
man.
Amen.
I like that because that song written by Bill Gaither says, because I know who holds the future. I know who's in control. And amidst all the craziness that's going on in our world, I still know. And that's something else that I know. I taught on it at 10 o'clock this morning. I know that one day, the King of all glory, the Lord of all lords, is going to split the eastern sky, and we're going to be changed in the moment, the twinkling of an eye. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day when the King shall come and we shall be changed because He lives. I can face tomorrow because, oh, praise God. Come on now. This is good stuff.
All fear is gone because I know.
Yes, I know He holds the future, and like His work, the living just because
He lives.
Because my God. Come on, you got a better praise than that. You know what will happen in your life? Say what? That wasn't strong enough. You know what will happen in your life? You'll stop complaining and you'll start praising more. That's what will happen. You'll stop asking, hey, am I going to get here and get there, do this, do that? All of a sudden, your praise is going to be released and you're going to know that the Lord is in everything. You know, we are to give Him glory and honor. That maybe the reason that God is not showing up the way we want Him to or desire is the fact that we've never thanked Him for what He's already done. Amen. My mom and my daddy told me a long time ago, they said, you know, thank you doesn't cost you anything. And I think if somebody does something nice for you, you ought to thank them. I mean, I just, that's always been our standard we grew up on. But I think even far greater than that, I think we need to start getting hearts of gratitude to God, who is always there for us. Even when we walked away from Him and we messed things up, thank God He has never messed things up for us. He's already made a way for us where we had no way and delivered us from what we were in and brought us out of what we were going through. That's the power of our God. Come on, church. Amen. Let me hurry up. See, the Bible's not about ordinary people doing ordinary things. The Bible's about today people who basically, and they're dying just basically, and we think, well, death, and dying ordinary deaths. We think, well, life is just a routine. No, it's not. The Bible's filled with those who lived extraordinary in extraordinary times and overcame the world through an extraordinary faith. Amen. In faith, they believed in the power of God. Amen. In faith, they received the Word of God. In faith, they spoke the Word of God and defeated every invading army. In faith, they prayed and the power of God shook the room where they were assembled. 120 prayer warriors praying and trusting God, and the place where they were assembled started shaking with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we need a shaking in the house of the Lord. We need to get shook up for Him. Amen. Praise God. In faith, they believed the Word of God, and God used them in a mighty and glorious way. Hallelujah. The God they believed in and the Word and the world today, even that they lived in, but the Word of God had prevailing effect over everything that they were facing. Because they lived today for a God who was always the same and has always been the same and who will always be the same. That's the power of our God. So our God poured out His power on the faithful then. And you know what? He can pour out His power today on the faithful now. But here's the condition that you've got to ask yourself. Are you meeting today the requirement of faith living that God desires for your life? With faith in God, you can say, all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. We must first establish today the reality of and the fact of faith. Faith is not a Christian catchphrase. Now, we use catchphrases, but it's not faith. The fact that faith is not a phrase, faith is not a feeling. Fact is a faith declared by God in His Word. So faith can be possessed by a believer who has placed their confidence in the Lord, and faith can change the world. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Before He changes the world, He wants to change you and I. Amen. So faith can basically change your world and my world because, here's three words for you, faith is real. Say it with me. Faith is real. Amen. Now, according to the Bible in Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You will never experience the fullness of God's power in your life if all you believe is what you see. I don't believe most of the stuff I hear or see anymore. Because I tell you, all the garbage that we're hearing from the world is packed with lies anyway. Faith will see things that your eyes cannot conceive. So faith declares all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. Come on now. All things are possible with God. Have you gotten it yet? All things are possible with God. But don't but me. All things are possible with God. That is a declaration from God in His Word. But in order for all things to be possible by God, you've got to trust Him by faith. Amen. Faith works. Faith today is what your life should be centered around. Faith in God. May I ask you today, what are you believing for today? I mean, come on, church, let's just get real honest here. We're spending more time talking about Donald and Hillary than we're talking about the God who's far greater and bigger than both of them combined. More rhetoric and dialogue and talk in the church. Well, how about Hillary? Well, how about this one? How about that one? Well, how about Bernie? I just told him my name is Bert. No, listen. My confidence is not in Bernie, Hillary, nor Donald, nor any other politician or any other person. My faith and my confidence is in the God who's always there and has never failed me. Amen. So I'm going to listen to what God has to say, not what the world has to say. Amen. So, you know, what are you living for today? Have faith in God. Believe today what others would say is unbelievable and impossible. With God, all things are possible. Today I have faith in God that, you know what, our best is yet to come. This is just a temporary stopping place, a pilgrim passing through. We're on a journey to the land and the city that is called heaven. And I'm just passing through. I'm a pilgrim. Amen. Amen. I've got faith in God today. That you know the latter is going to be greater than the former. Amen. What did God do with Job? He blessed him greater in the latter than he did in the beginning. When we call upon Him, He will show us great and mighty things which we know not. Jeremiah 33:3. The God we serve is able today to provide for our every need. What's Philippians 4:19 say? But my God shall supply your every need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Not someone else's riches, God's riches. But you only get what God's got when you come by faith. So someone else, you know, I'm not depending on someone else to support my need. God supplies my need. God meets my need. I don't sit and worry. I just trust God. Put it in His hands and leave it there. You need to do the same thing. I don't have to see the provision. If I've got faith today in the One who said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, that's all I need to know. Amen. So you may think, well, Pastor, come on, you don't know the size of my need. But I'll tell you who does. I don't know a whole lot. Don't need to know a whole lot. All I know is this book and the author of this book, and that's all I need to know. But you don't know the magnitude of what I'm in, situation, need, blah, 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 whatever, whatever.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.